Cuomo was asked about the fate of the legal cannabis bill during his daily briefing on the coronavirus.
Not likely.
What happened? Just too much to deal with?
Too much, too little time.
The Senate sponsor of the bill, Liz Krueger, said 2 weeks ago that she thought it was not realistic that the governor and legislature could negotiate such a complicated measure with all the distractions caused by the COVID-19 crisis. The news disappointed advocates, including the Drug Policy Alliance, but the group's Melissa Moore says it's understandable.
I don't think anybody could have foreseen the circumstances that we would be operating within as we're in the final days of closing the budget here in New York. So I think, you know, given the public health crisis that's happening right now and, you know, our policymakers' efforts to contain COVID-19 in New York and that how that's demanding so much of their full attention, rightfully so, you know, I think not moving to legalize cannabis through the budget process right now, you know, is makes sense.
She says her group is more focused right now on helping the people they advocate for, who have suffered from the effects of the decades-long criminalization of the drug. She says some have seen their lives disrupted by imprisonment and don't always have adequate housing, health insurance, or employment.
There's just a lot of focus on day-to-day life or death scenarios.
Moore says she hopes lawmakers will return to the Capitol later this year to legalize marijuana. Opponents are pleased, including the national group Smart Approaches to Marijuana, or SAM. Dr. Kevin Sabet, the group's president, says it would be irresponsible to legalize the drug now.
At a time of an international pandemic and when New York is struggling to keep people alive and provide for medical, you know, PPEs and medical devices that are badly needed across the hospital system. It makes no sense to legalize something that actually makes people's lungs worse and hurts their immune system. So there's a body of research showing that smoking or vaping anything, especially THC, which is the active ingredient in marijuana, it really hurts the lungs as well as the immune system in terms of fighting infection.
Before COVID-19 hit, a mysterious illness believed related to vaping of black market THC products killed several hundred people across the country. Sabet says allowing the vaping of cannabis as well as tobacco-based products needs to be reconsidered.
Generally, marijuana has gotten a green light by society for the last couple of years.
Sabet says his group supports the use of limited medical marijuana and also does not agree with strict criminalization of the drug. Another issue that's been tied to the budget is changing the state's bail reform laws, which took effect January 1 and ended most forms of cash bail for nonviolent offenses. It caused a backlash among prosecutors and law enforcement, who said some repeat offenders were being released back into the community, potentially to commit more crimes. Governor Cuomo and some state senators back a measure that would give judges more power to hold defendants pre-trial if they present a danger to the community. Cuomo, hours before the budget deadline, said there's been so much discussion on the issue that it could be an easy matter to settle.
Bail reform is something we've talked about until we're blue in the face for 2 years.
Opponents of the changes, including many Assembly Democrats, say now is not the time to put more people in prisons with the virus spreading in the jail population. Even supporters of changing bail reform want to wait, including the New York Association of Chiefs of Police and the New York State Sheriff's Association. They say they are too overwhelmed dealing with the COVID-19 crisis to be involved in discussions at the Capitol right now and would rather the issue be addressed later in the year. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.